This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. The 39-year-old woman killed by a black bear over the weekend has been identified as Lainey Malavolta of Durango, the Durango Herald reports. She's the fourth person in Colorado to die of a bear attack since 1960. Rebecca Farrell with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says bear attacks are rare, but if you do encounter a bear, bear spray and loud noises can deter them.
The best thing to do is just stay as calm as possible. You'll want to talk to that bear in a way that lets it know that you are not prey. You don't want to squeal or scream. You want to tell it, bear, go away. Move on.
The female bear and two cubs were found nearby Malavolta's body and euthanized. The bear and one of the cubs had human remains in their stomachs, according to a necropsy report. An effort to tighten up gun sales in Colorado in the wake of the mass shooting in Boulder is scheduled to get its first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would expand the list of crimes that make people ineligible to buy a gun, at least temporarily. It would add violent misdemeanors, things like child abuse convictions, domestic violence, sexual assault, and cruelty to animals. The restriction on gun purchases would last for 5 years. The measure would also change a policy that allows gun purchases to go forward if a background check is not complete after 3 days. Under the bill, the seller would have to wait for the results. Similar efforts at the national level are known as closing the Charleston loophole. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Across Colorado today, mostly sunny skies. For Metro Denver and the Springs, a chance for afternoon showers, highs in the lower to mid-60s. Around Vail, a slight chance for rain and snow up to the lower 50s. And for Grand Junction, pretty warm, the mid-70s. Right now in Boulder, it's 48 degrees. In Fruta, it's 55. This is CPR News.